Okay, so I just got another phone call, which means that it anytime my phone rings, it stops the recording I'm doing. So I don't know how to get around that. I'm sure some of you do, but I don't. So I have to keep stopping it, which means that I guess I'm going to have to do some editing later, which I freaking hate. I hate editing. I'm so bad at it, and I'm so slow at it, and it just feels tedious, but my mom kept calling, and I love my mom, so I'll only reject her calls, like, you know, 3 or 4 times, so, that was a joke. Anyway, back to my lovely questionnaire, and if you're listening to this, I just know I automatically love you. You're automatically my favorite person. Maybe there's just one person listening. Anyway, so I was talking about, culture, I think, movies and TV shows that I've been watching. I answered that one. Movies, I haven't seen any. The last movie I watched, I think, was Knives Out, which has been a while ago since I watched it now, but it was really good. I would recommend it. So books, I love to read. Anyone who follows me probably knows that. I love books. I love to write. I love everything about books and stuff. I'm not being very articulate. I know. I'm kind of nervous. Don't know why, but books. Yeah. So I'm not going to talk about all the books I'm reading because I do talk about those, you know, in real life to people, and I don't want anyone to, put that together, but, I have been reading The Night Watch by Sarah Waters, who is an author I really love. And I've been reading, let's see, what's that other one? Oh my gosh, the title just completely escaped me. Oh, Wolf Hall by Hilary Mantel. It's like a historical fiction. I have it, but I haven't started it. And I also listen to books on Audible a lot. So on Audible, I am currently listening to Come As You Are by Emily Nagowski. It's a sex book. And I'm also listening to, now I want to kind of like flip over and look, but American Gods by Neil Gaiman, which is excellent, amazing, wonderful. Anything by Neil Gaiman is, in my opinion. And, yeah, those are my two Audible books on the go right now. A fiction and a nonfiction. What websites are your daily go-tos? I have a couple of news sites that I go to daily, that, you know, I don't want to talk about because that stuff, I don't know, people read into that stuff and it sounds like I'm skirting the political because everything is politicized. I hate that, but it is. So just a couple of news sites I won't name specifically. I find myself going to cooking sites a lot lately, because I've been cooking a lot, and, Reddit. I go to Reddit every day. And work. I work online, so I don't know, when that's over, I kind of zone out. But I do, I do go to apps, you know, like I go to, I have a couple of social media platforms that I use regularly, two in particular, and I go to those, and I'm also playing a couple of games. I play, Monument 2 on my phone, which is so cool and so beautiful and just so, like, I love everything about it. It's just beautiful game. So I've been playing that every day. I fucking love trivia. So I play on a trivia app, not every day, but when I think about it or when I feel like it. And I mean, yeah, so those are the sites or apps that I use daily, I think, or that I use the most. Oh, The next question was about games. Games, what have you been playing? So Monument 2 and Trivia are my top two. And that I play like on my phone. I've gotten like really into solitaire. like physical solitaire with the cards. I've been playing a lot of that. I'm not a gamer necessarily. And I don't have any, I'm trying to think now if there's even anything. No, I don't play game. Those are the games I've been playing lately. But they're not the only games I play. So, the next question is, got any good jokes? Man, I can never think of jokes when people, like when I need them. I can never call on them when I need them. So, I'm going to let y'all down on that one. I know good jokes, but like, would I be able to think of them right now? Absolutely not. Podcasts. Yes, I listen to, a lot of podcasts. I'm trying to think of one that I could like safely recommend. I don't know. I listen to, current events podcasts. I listen to, fiction podcasts. I listen to, a couple of sex podcasts, and, I kind of went through the true crime rush with everybody else a couple years ago. So some of those are really, really excellent, but I don't listen to those anymore. Yeah, I love podcasts. Have you picked up any new hobbies in isolation? No, but I have been doing things that I don't usually get to do when I am not home all day. So like painting and drawing and cooking, like baking bread. Those are things that I've always loved to do, but I didn't really carve out time for. And I have been lately, especially if I'm trying to avoid media. And like I'm really into feeding my birds. I'm so lame, y'all. I'm so lame. But I have bird feeders outside that I attend to, and I garden a little bit, and yeah, that's what I do. Okay, so sex. This is the sex section. The sex-tion. Oh gosh. I'm gonna edit this out, maybe. I don't know. Have you built any new relationships online? In isolation? Have you tried anything new sexually? Not since isolation started, no. Has isolation had an effect on your sex life? If so, how? Not really. Sorry, boring answer. What is the ideal order of the following activities? Give oral sex, receive oral sex, have a meal, intercourse, make out, watch a movie, shower together, and massage. I would take those in any order, but I think it would be fun. Let's say, okay. So let's say, you know, you're with somebody. I would say shower together, give or receive oral sex, no particular order. I love both. For real, love both. So oral sex, next, like back to back, give and receive in either order. Then intercourse. Then go and have a meal. like, you know, fuck like rabbits for a little while and then relax a bit and go eat, then come back, watch a movie while you make out, and then massage, I guess. I kind of forgot about the massage one. Maybe you could also stick the massage before the oral sex, like shower, massage, oral sex. I don't know. I mean, like, it's just a good combo of activities, isn't it? Whoever wrote this is amazing. Okay. Favorite toy for masturbating. I mean, that's really hard. That's a really hard call. Right now, I have been enjoying this wand I have a lot. But that, you know, that kind of changes depending on my mood. You know, I think you kind of get in the mood for a certain toy, or it depends on, like, where you are, or, I don't know. Yeah. Favorite toy is kind of like picking a favorite meal, you know? Like, some days I want pasta, and some days I just want a sandwich. So stupid. Okay. Favorite sexting game. I would really rather hear other people's answers for this, which is why I included it, but I really like playing Would You Rather with a partner. What body parts of yours would you send a picture of to someone? So, like, if you're in isolation and you're having to sext a partner, like, the body parts of my own that I really am, that I like the most, I guess. I like my mouth, and I like my ass. So I'd probably start there. Okay, so the next section is Reddit. So since that's where we are, what subreddits would you recommend for wasting time? I waste a lot of time on GWA, I have to admit. So I have more than one Reddit account, as I'm sure a lot of other people do. So it depends on what, if I have my Molly Bloom hat on, it's mostly sex. It's like, I like the sex toy forums, and I like the BDSM forums and stuff like that in GWA. If I'm on a different Reddit account, just funny shit. I'm trying to think. I don't know. I could waste a lot of time on sex subreddit. Okay, if you're comfortable answering, who are some of your favorite GWA or erotic audio creators? I for sure have favorites, but I don't want to call them out here because I don't want to play favorites, or I don't want anyone to, I don't know. It's not like anyone cares what my opinion is, but yeah, I for sure have favorites. I think there are some people who do it so well. I generally listen to, male for female audios, but, I also listen to female for audios, and I love those, but, man, like, I just, like, am constantly amazed and inspired. Like, if it's a title or something, if it's something kind of catchy, it doesn't matter who it's for or who it is, I will maybe just listen to it to see, just because I'm curious like that. You know, and I'm constantly impressed by the writing and the acting, and just like I just think it's so good. And I love the amateur stuff, you know, like, I don't have a preference if it's like slickly produced or if it's super rough. Honestly, I enjoy both. In fact, one of my favorite things about GWA is that it is, it can be super rough and it's still so hot or so enjoyable. I really love that. Plus, I will say this. I have a favorite creator who was actually the first person I ever listened to when I discovered GWA a while back. And I sent them the most, now I think it's the most mortifying couple of messages. I sent them the first message that was like really enthusiastic and all this stuff. And, that's as specific as I'll get. And they responded so politely and they were like super nice about it. even though I think they were like, you know, who the fuck is this person? And then a while later I sent them another message and they, anyway, I'm too embarrassed now to even comment on their audios because I'm sure they think I'm a psycho or an idiot. that was a while ago, but I still cringe when I think about it. So a long time ago, I fangirled somebody in an embarrassing way. And that's that. Okay. What made you start writing or recording erotic audios? I started writing first because I thought it sounded really cool and it was really like, hot to me. And I had all these ideas. And I had a schedule that was allowed for that a little more than I do now. And that was really exciting. And I swore I would never record, like that just wasn't going to be for me. But then I started like, sorry, I got distracted. So then like what made me start recording was I just started getting really curious about it and it seemed really fun. And I wondered if I would be good at it. And then I also started getting like these feelings about how I wanted my scripts to be performed. And that's not to say that I didn't like when people performed my scripts because I love it. I still love it. It's awesome. But like I would write it and I would be like, oh, like I want to do it this way. And I would find that like, I would really want to do it. And so I did, I started recording. Next question. What do you like and dislike about it? What I love about it is, honestly, like when people say that what I've done, like what I've recorded or what I've written, that they find it, like erotic or hot or something. Oh my gosh. Like it really excites me and my face turns bright red and sometimes I get really turned on and sometimes I just love it. And I've heard a lot of other people say that. So I like it when people enjoy my audios, my voice or my story or whatever it is. I love that. And what do I dislike about it? I think like a lot of people, I keep this side of me very separate from my real life, my personal life, for lots of reasons. And I don't love doing that, but you know, it is what it is. I don't hate it, but if I had a major dislike, that would probably be it. I also hate, editing. Okay. And the last section is food. Best isolation snack. What I've really been into, you know what is a really good combo? Salt and vinegar, kettle chips, and baby carrots. I know that sounds really weird, but that is a really good combo. And what's another? I found this cookie recipe that is so good. It's so fucking good. It's peanut butter and oatmeal cookies and I add chocolate chips to them and they're like crack and the texture of them I have never had cookies that good anywhere. So that's a great snack, but The next question is, what is the best thing you've cooked in isolation? I've been baking bread. That's probably the best thing I've cooked. Other than that, I made some really, really good pasta last week. So that too. It was like a cacio. It was like a combo between cacio e pepe and mac and cheese. And it was ridiculous. And it was so good. Okay. What should you stock up on at the store? Cereal. Oh, that's another, like, yeah, that's up there. My isolation snack. I eat a lot of cereal when I'm home because it's quick and easy and filling. Cereal, like preferably a mix of, like, I love the like heavy whole grain bran type cereals, but then I also love sugary cereals. So you need like a spectrum from the grape nuts and the bran flakes and the wheat Chex down to like the rice Chex and the what else? Yeah, I don't know. Like, and then you go to like the frosted mini wheats and the Fruit Loops until the nutritional value just goes down to nothing. You need all of those. So stock up on all the cereal. Favorite comfort food, probably everything I just named, cookies, pasta, and cereal and bread and homemade bread. That's my, yeah. Favorite comfort food. I don't know. Sometimes I'm really into like sausage, like a good breakfast, like pancakes and sausage or eggs or something like that. That's in isolation. If I'm not in isolation, tacos, like a good taco. And that is not meant to be a sexual pun, but let's just end it there. That's all the questions, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. And, thank you so much for listening to the whole thing. I really appreciate it. So stay safe, stay healthy, take care of each other. And, yeah. That's all I got. Bye.